New York at that point in time. The word Melon and the worm Klapi Anova Misabim Lefanina was a derech b'chol avodim b'service. So Chavos Lubavitch had said that the true kenia hachno, the act of anova, is only once a person realizes how great Adam is, how great a nefesh is, and he is aware of the godless Adam. From that at this point, he realizes he's machti himself. That's true anova. The anova is again saying like not recognizing you have anything to start with. That's basically you're functioning the same way an animal is lowly and submits himself because he doesn't feel that there's anything of value to the Adam because there isn't. That's a chesor. So he's going to say. So the Ben Yerna, excuse me, the Chavos Lubavitch said it regards to anova. The Sabim Lefanenu was a derech b'chol avodah b'saris. We're going to make this as a foundation for all of avodah b'saris. Therefore, Adam Shena Makar Yikras Nafsh. He doesn't understand how valuable he is. Also, Lachatid Milikuya Liyaser Atzmai Atchuna Saberoyes. He can't start focusing on what he's doing wrong. Adamor Mora Enenu Moran Yerukam Halevi Zichro Lerocha Lateir Olam Abba Omer Oyler Lo Adam. Shener Markel Lekriya Nafsha Shrei Enu Yedeya Ma Alo Basake. Doesn't understand where he's lacking. He doesn't know what to fix. But Avol Oy Vavoy Lo Adam Shener Markel Milus. Some person doesn't realize his Milus Kihena Filu as clay of the soy and a marker, because then he doesn't even know what the tools he's supposed to work with. So that's even worse. Okay, now so let's clarify these few points. He's going to the next few paragraphs will sort of bring this out. Bani tachlis a muster, even a muster who is surmei ro. We understand the purpose of muster is, we're not debating that, is to correct the problems. I will oil the finishing on the negoshim lizer. Before we get to that, alena lulmoid muster chiyuvi, the positive muster. Klarmer la'ur belimet a muster asakara chiyuvi shall remes adam to bring us to a true understanding of godless adam. If you realize how chashuv a person really is and how much you really are. Then we can talk about what you're supposed to be doing. We understand who you are. Yashav Adam Chatz Yishua. Because he's been the Rishon. He always spoke out that Moshe should be learned with burning lips, with an intensity and a passion, with a kalm, with a nigin. These are all the shenas he borrowed from Yisrael Salanter's letter about learning Moshe. That a person has his pashut, his heart, his he has passion. Saras ruach, his ruach is blow. There's a storm. But the nigga shouldn't be, my vey, I'm burning in Gehenna. The nigga should be, look how great I am. I told you I once had a guy in Yeshiva, which I told him Yeshiva gave me the happiness during Moshe Seder. Right? You know, she take out the gave me the happiness. It says, I am Choshev for 20 minutes. You know, he didn't buy it. I was serious. I understand why I wasn't standard Muslim.
Is he saying that person should realize how great he is before he can even, then the next step is then to accept the Muslim?
You can't discuss. I mentioned this mushroom before. I once heard this mushroom from Reuven Feinstein. I didn't hear from him. I heard it. It's a shame. I heard this mushroom that Reuven Feinstein said. I heard it from Talmud. He was saying it a little bit different than the Kuda, but I think you can tell it over here also. So he already says the direct order of Shuva. The path. So if a person is always going the right path, and one time he makes a mistake, so the first step is Chumah. And then the work on Zimah Sechem. A person is going Alderach L'Tematom, and this person is always going on the wrong path. The first step is Shuva, and then we'll talk about Chumah. So he gave a Moshe. He says, imagine a person, you know, he grows up, and his father was a tanner, his grandfather was a tanner, his great-grandfather was a tanner. So he grows up, he works at a tannery, you know, people work in a tannery, don't smoke. Like, the chemicals there, the hide, the whole thing, it's horrible. He comes home, he takes 5 showers, he still smokes. One day, you know, after the 50th time, he walks in the shul, everybody walks in the shul, everybody like walks away. He says, I can't take this anymore. I'm getting a new job. So he leaves the tannery, finds a job. You know, they go from one job to another job. You know, slowly but surely, he weans himself off of the world of the tannery. One day, years later, he ends up, he works in a perfumery. And there's beautiful, wonderful smells, you know, and it's like mamish. You walk in the perfumery, halacha shaila, you have to make a bracha, don't make a bracha, push it, it's like mamish kebab. But he, I know, he walks by a tannery and he smells the smell of the tannery. Now he's such a sensitive person, he smells the smell of the tannery, and it's so overwhelming that it's fair enough. And he says, I used to work in that place, and he faints on the spot. So Reuben says, you can't understand the charata of what you're doing wrong until you leave it. And after you've corrected yourself and you moved away, you look back and say, I used to do such a thing? But the Pashas Maisa, you don't really have to hear what it is. You don't have to say that. That was Reuben's Moshe. You don't really get from the distance and moving away, you get a chance of perspective of how bad it was. You know, the hepech is true also. A person understands that he's a person who belongs in a perfumery, and he talk understands the beautiful soul of the perfumery, understands how bad a chet is, so then he can discuss about the musr of removing, stopping doing a chet. You know, if I believe I belong in a tannery, so what's like, I learn musr, you shouldn't smell. But I smell, you know, like, you know, it's not going to help. You know, if I believe I'm a nobody, so like, what's the problem? You know, so all of my what? You know, of course we know we're not nobodies. Really? You know, I mean, sometimes you wonder about that. You know, deep down, people have, they don't really get their chashivas. They don't really get their own mindless and their, you know. So the first step is I once said, based on this piece, he says it himself in a different place. He says, he's against this whole thing about Shita Musaris. It doesn't exist. You know, there's the Nevada Shita and some other Shita. You know, we'll do a historical study about the different types of Shitas of Musaris. He says, it's clear that without the Mahal that Sabotka introduced of understanding Ramos and Nefesh and how the godless of Adam, you couldn't get onto the world of Navardic yet, of how Nidrig a person is. If you understand what Adam is, you can't discuss how bad I am. And once you hear the world of Slobodka and the godless of Adam, you shouldn't hear it. So every time you do something else, well, what am I doing? It's sugar. How can you do such a thing? You have to hear how bad it is. You can't have one without the other. It's impossible. Okay. So therefore, Nigomeo, we have to wean ourselves off Mirashis Gol, first of all. Mikatnus Amusig Alatzmeno. From the small understanding of who we are. Kulanach to Pu'utim Uktani Erech. That we're small, but little value. Umiro Enu Umiro Deno, therefore, like who cares what we do? Because like we're worthless anyway. Nalamed him in the Shana Latzmeno. Romus and Nevish, Vistas, or Vistati, we were behemos, we mean to say in a Magus. That we way above, to really keep reviewing and reviewing and reviewing with a sharp kite, with the strength of how great Adam is compared to the world around him. Okay. Kedayim ad devorim lefakech enenu. Kiraimus and Nevish, you look a little bit. The truth is, it's everywhere in the Musa. Okay. Boy, a dugma achas mini rabba. So, give you one example. Ketzel b'kas remus adam davka mitoch ikar charata shel shari tshuva. Look at it. You know, if you think about what's charata, wow, I really messed up. So, the emotion which most of us associate with that is loneliness. Punkt over there, the Rebbe Yonah talks about godless adam. Worst of all, I was cruel to my such precious nefesh. Umaho ilo b'chol kinyonel imro b'nei adonel. So, and what do I gain by all of the milos that I have if I don't use it properly? Version blew into me. Initial sky. Mechachma slave. Mitayva seichel. Lakira liyir mipano. Belim shul begul for the hold of the sun. So Bereshim gave me such a gavaldik akaya, kasher hamshila al shar balei akaya, shenem adarim. The same way the man has mastery over the animals, me asher yokra be'enov nisbodos. He borrows a pasuk, he borrows a loshon pasuk because it's yakara and it's nisbodah. So I'm way beyond this. How can I do such a thing? So the correct thought process of Parata is mamish. Rounds godless order. He doesn't understand the value of what he is. You can't really have a karat. Right? Whereas we, in a certain sense, are constantly trying to do karat without the godless order. Since we don't understand what karat is. Now, we all have our subconscious, you know, our conscious, our conscience, sort of shepherding us. You know, how can you do such a thing? Therefore, so as soon as we start to learn Musa, we one day say, you know what? You know, I gotta correct myself. Start learning Musa. So what happens? So how come all my guilt feelings of all the things going wrong? We start taking about mitzvah. So the conscience says, yeah, you know, finally you woke up and realized, like, you're doing this and this and this, and, you know. Ubezem yishtalat aleinu, matzav ruach, hanoita la'atzvus. So the first thing which happens, we open up the Musar Sefer, is it's depressing. Ve'enon noisil lanu b'kalus, lis'alus lirois, roimimois, v'chashivus, v'atzmein. So it's very hard, right, when we open up the Musar Sefer to say, wow, I feel chashiv. It's just not the emotion that we get, you know, this warm, fuzzy feeling when we open up the Musar Sefer. I don't know about you, but yeah, suddenly scarabs, we have to overcome this. The Vali Yeshur Chasasha, believe in a Musar Shalano Ocker. Because if we do, the result will be that our Liman Musar will be fruitless. Hoban Dilma Yakaras Nafshain. We have to think about the godless of the person. Rak Akhare Shano Yoidim Man. Once we truly know that. Yedia Musar is Ena Yedia Yevesha. Doesn't mean, you know, intellectual knowledge. Ela Chavayab Benimis. It's an experience in the person. Then Naskuli Tzuami Atzmenu Sumi Ra Charatam Azivis Achay. Then we can correct ourselves. It's one of the most gorgeous pieces that Revolba has, but practically it's extremely hard. I can't give you advice on it because I'm still working on it. Yes, I can tell you that. To tell you what doesn't work, you know. Tell you which gets lost in the forest. I found somebody found the Baruch Hashem and said, no, I'm also lost in the forest. But I can tell you which path don't work. You know. I don't know. It's a fascinating thing to me. I don't know whether our generation is different. I just tried to hear it. So my friend in the Vardika, right? So he makes a fool out of himself publicly. And he does that to me, you know, to break his gaiva, etc. Okay. Right? I think that you take the average yeshiva guy and get him to the Navardika Mahala. Within 2 weeks, the bunch of the guys, he was so depressed, he's going to be dangerous, the guys commit suicide. Like, you know, he'll commit himself, he's so worthless, why should he want to live? Right? The only way Navardika worked is they had such a tremendous confidence in the value of what they were. They could say, you know, you're so valuable, you're not acting properly, so how are you talking? They would be tabaying themselves, you know, from that vantage point. There's no way they can do it. You know, so we learn the Moser and Pasha, it's depressing. I don't know.
This is only true with kosher.
Okay, so.
So. See, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna start giving us an approach to this issue. It's a slow process, I guess. If it starts at some point in your life, and work on it. I don't know. We live in a society which, I don't know. It seems to me that low self-esteem is a very common problem. Not everybody. There are such exceptions. But the vast majority of people grapple with this issue.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Maybe because the attack is very small.
I should hit you. You know, I mentioned before that, you know, in the Peanuts comic strip, so Robert Tversky has written, you know, many books based on the Peanuts comic strips. He feels that he's studying different manifestations of low self-esteem. There's the person who's the Charlie Brown who's the low self-esteem, you know, obviously. And then there's the Balgai who's trying to come to low self-esteem. There's a person who has some type of an addiction to overcome the low self-esteem. There's a person who goes into hallucinations, overcome the low self-esteem. So you have the Snoopies, and you have the Linuses, and you have the Lucys. They're all different manifestations of low self-esteem, right? And like the only normal person in the whole strip is Schroeder. Like, you know, like Schroeder is like the normal one. Look, he's not this small for anything, you know? And really, so way back when, in the 60s, a very short period of time, and he never reappeared again, there was a character named Five. He had a big Five on his shirt. His name was Five. So of course they asked him, well, you know, what's the big Five on your shirt? He said, that's my name. My name is Five. He says, what are your name is Five? You know, that's my name. So what's your name? My name is Five. You know, he says, my father decided that nowadays everybody's just a number, so why should he give me a name anyway? I should just be a number. Like, that was the strip. He lasted for about three or four strips, and that was it. You know, it's a fascinating. I don't even think Robert Tversky talked about Five anywhere. I remember like Five stuck out of my head. He's right. Society by taking the human being, making him the same as a behemoth. You know, the liberal revolution, which has made the country amoral, and has moved away from the work ethic, moved away from the value of human life ethic, and we're all these other things were the standard of society. Is basically convinced human beings that they're worthless. To type all numbers.
How about us?
It affects us also. We live in a society where there's a tremendous amount of an attitude of, like, there's no godless other. There's no chashivas to other. There's no chashivas to chayim. There's no chashivas. It's like, you know, just we're the same as the behemoths, and we might as well say the behemoths are more valuable than us, and let's walk around looking like behemoths and acting like behemoths and being behemoths. And I think that society in general has created, you know, we've created machines which can do everything better than man. Right? The whole mussig of that, you know, the purpose of life is to work and to accomplish, and it's not sold to our kids anymore. Like, there's so much which we're missing in the society. I think it's developed us in many ways also. That's my theory. And so you tell a person, yeah, you can go, you can accomplish, you know. And even people which are the competent, such, we know that they're low self-esteem, because when you chatter with them, they're sensitive. A person with true self-esteem is not sensitive.
How is the fact that we feel like we're not doing the Torah properly, because we don't do the Torah properly?
But there's no society which doesn't do the Torah properly. They weren't doing the Torah properly 100 years ago in Europe either. They weren't.
And they felt good about themselves anyway?
Yeah.
Why did they? They weren't keeping the Torah.
Because they understood the chashivas of what they were.
So how did they deal with the fact that they didn't keep the Torah?
So they had to work for themselves.
So, and you
get better at it.
You know, God didn't. We weren't born Moshe Rabbeinu. We weren't born the Chofetz Chaim.
Maybe you have to keep the. If you don't keep halacha, then you're any out. So I understand.
The Chofetz Chaim wasn't keeping halacha when he was at the beginning either. He also did things wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
How could that be? Because even he was bar mitzvah. I thought every bar mitzvah already has to keep every halacha. Otherwise, he's not. He's chayev chila.
Okay, so we'll do skillets him. Doesn't mean he's a bad person. It's a process. Russian, you know, we work on ourselves step by step. We don't get everything right every time. That's what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not for the Chofetz Chaim. No, the Chofetz Chaim didn't Yom Kippur. Okay, for me. Then you're wrong. The Chofetz Chaim probably took more out of Kippur than I did. But he was wrong, the Chofetz Chaim. You know, Rosh Hashanah credit for him? Really? No. You know, so we think so, you know. There is a man, by definition, is a chaser. Moshe Rabbeinu also did chait. It's not a Moshe Rabbeinu, the lech of the pasuk says in the family. Everybody's going to do something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything?
Good. So some people are, you know, it's dying in that sugya. Some people are, you know, weaker in that sugya. Of the last level, yes.
Is there anything that is a chasar in certain the yeshiva system in general? They don't emphasize God bless all of them nowadays.
I don't know if the yeshiva system has woken up to address the problem. I think that's true. You know, I think that, you know, the Rebbeim came from Europe. You know, they came from a world where it was so imbibed in the people that it wasn't like so much. I had to be a conversation.
What happens to the starker muster that people give nowadays to little kids? Let's say to 15-year-old kids. They put a lot of achrayis in them for doing averis. I think that's the normal. I think that's normal. I heard a story from somebody that was a person giving halacha class, and it was a girl. The girl wrote a little bit wrong on her test, and she complained. She said, "Oh, I want it." She said, "What are you doing? You're chayav skila for this." So I think the message that she probably gets is that she's chayav skila. I don't think she gets any other message than that.
You know. Chazal said that, you know, the proper chinuch is that you mean it's makarvah smelt as doichik. So we probably have a problem which are we put our tefillin on? That's what you're trying to tell me. That's our problem. No,
could that be the problem? I
don't think that that's created the problem. I think it's emblematic of the problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not going to solve
the world's problem.
The kingdom's problem of the world. Let's focus on Eli Rheingold.
So what should we do?
Let's learn the next part.
What happens next time that we do an Avera? What do we do?
You're going to burn again. Okay. You know, it's an extremely difficult question. Why? Because we're walking a tightrope. What was a tightrope? The tightrope is that it's very clear from Chazal many, many places that Al Pishachot Yisrael, and the Nefesh of Yisrael is Yochor, and there's a tremendous value, and that's where the Russian puts us through the process of the cleansing process, because we have tremendous impact, right? That's no shaila. To minimize the significance of an aveir in order to make you feel good, that's not right either. You know, you can't distort reality. To understand that fact that you did an aveira doesn't lessen your value, in our minds, is a steer. But it's not true. It is. That statement is 100% correct. It's not a steer. But our minds, the only way we can accept it, lessen our value, because the aveira wasn't so bad. Right? So we make that halacha. Right? So, person's a prince. He does something wrong. Oh, he's prince? No, not always prince. He said, all right, there's something wrong. It doesn't make him, he's not a prince anymore. He's still a prince. Right? But I also said, you know, but the commoner became the minister. There's something wrong. He's always a minister. So we come along and say, we're commoners, bets. The only way we have a right to have a cholam to be about a king's court is because we do everything right. The one thing wrong, forget it, it's ice, I give up. Back to me a comment. The Hanukkah was wrong. The Hanukkahs were princes. And from the vantage point of being a prince, you did a lot of things wrong. It doesn't make you ice prince. You're still a prince. So what's the date? So the date is to internalize more and more that you're the prince. And as a prince, you have responsibilities and you have to work from that vantage point. But our thought process of you know, to that young lady, you talked about tzniyus to girls. Right. Don't you dare do this because you're going to cause people to be literal, and therefore it's going to be a terrible thing. You're going to do one of my favorites, and you're going to work again. Right? Really motivated to keep saying. Right? You come along and saying that, you know, you're such a chashma person, and you have such value, and you have such beauty to you, and such inner beauty to you, that just relying on a physical element just totally doesn't describe who you are. Right? Don't you want people to know you for the real you, which is the real tarot which is inside of you, right? So the problem is you have people which they so much don't believe that they have any value inside, that they think the only tarot is superficial, so they live superficially. I'm going to tell you, I mean, I don't understand our society. You have time and time again these women who their attraction to society is their beauty, commit suicide. Why? Simple. Because that beauty is not there forever. And they've internalized to their whole core of their being, they have no value other than the fact that they're beautiful. So if somebody comes along and says they're not beautiful, the question is destruction. So, why shouldn't they, get on drugs and commit suicide? How could they not? Right? But, it's one of the most saddest things I can ever think of. These people I'm sure many of them, there's a tremendous teichah inside of them. They would love to have a real relationship with somebody, that a person values them for who they are, and they don't trust themselves that they have a value, that they're keeping a love out of something to contemplate such a possibility. It's the saddest thing in the world. Right? So, but we're like that, and not to that degree. I mean, they're like, pushing the world out of their minds, right? They're out of their minds. I mean, they don't have minds. I mean, like Mama says, that's what they've done to themselves. That society has done that to them. We live in, so you person the hairs that I'm a prince. So I wouldn't want to dress like that. I wouldn't, because that's so degrading to the godless that I am. Imagine a person very intelligent, very deep thinker, etc. And they engage people in such a way, and they all seem to be very handsome. So we'll say that helps enhance, because the noi, the yofi, helps the hair, the beauty which is inside. But a person would walk around, in a way where he's focusing and expressing his physicality. You say, you have so much more to you, why would you want to do that? Like, people are going to underestimate you. I remember once seeing, an article written by a woman that was extremely attractive, and she also was very smart. So she says, the reality is every time people talk to her, because she's pretty, they think she's assuming she's dumb. It drives her crazy. So she does it. She ends up playing games with it. She leads them on, and then she wipes the floors with them afterwards. So that's how she deals with it. Could be how degrading it is. That's us. We do the exact same thing. We try and focus on the concerns because we don't believe there's a panemius. So from the other vantage point, we have so much panemius to us. And a vera doesn't take away the panemius. The point is the vera doesn't take take away that there's a godless among them. There's a yikras of ruah. There's a yikara of nefesh. There's a you're ben yisrael. You're ben melech. You know, your actions have impact all over the bria. You know, so the message that could be, so therefore, okay, great. So whatever I do now is 10 times worse. So I'm really bad. You know, we're crazy. That's what we do. We process everything negative, right? It's like I was looking at the nefesh Chaim, you know, that Yitzi was doing 2 nights ago about, you know, your mechuber to the gods of Olamis, and everything you do with Pashut is much greater than Titus. So I'm really going to burn again. Like, no, you didn't get it. It's called a mayan because you're realizing how valuable you are, and how special relationship you have. Not because, therefore, you know, I'm going to burn again. That's not to make it a mayan, you know.